This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look at this thing. It's trying to attack me again. I just fixed it. Like 10 minutes ago. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being part of the conversation. See, now normally, this would be up here. See, and it would be out of my face. Why are you looking at me like that? I know, I'm not supposed to fix it now. I'm not supposed to make the noise during the show. Anyway, thanks for being with me. The old guards know what I'm doing. They can keep up. Hey, our hearts and prayers go out to listener Zell, who... Yeah, see, we care about you. Really, let me know what's going on in your life. I'm always curious to see what's happening. Good, bad, and ugly. Yet it's ugly after bad. And so, listener Zell, quick and speedy recovery. I'm sure he's sitting there in bed right now listening to the show and telling the nurses, come here, come here, come here. You got to listen to this guy. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happen, and I mean a lot, is happening up there on the website. You can give me, what's that?
Echo.
That's because I want them to hear twice. I have no way. They're telling this an echo? Maybe it's me repeating myself. How do they not know that? I'm really good at that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and getting engaged. Now, if you head up to the website... Like I said, you can watch live, listen, but it's also, you can give me your email address. We send out an email once a week.
Better.
Better or gone?
Gone.
All right, thank you. We send out an email once a week, and we tell you who's going to be in the show, kind of topics we're going to be discussing, some of the things that that we're going to be working, some of the people we're going to be working with, and that kind. And remember, for the next couple of weeks, I've asked David Fisher to talk strictly about, not about the markets as they are, not necessarily where precious metals are at. Now, David Fisher's our economic expert, if you would. I've asked him to talk about how money moves, how it flows, so you guys can understand what to do with your money. So you can understand, for real, when the market's up for, you know, 5 days, it takes a nosedive for 3 days. What does that really mean? You know, should you have the pucker syndrome? Should you be calling your broker? What does it really mean? Right? 855-REAL-JOE. Like I said, 855-732-5563. Hey, earlier I said that the, or went out on that whole interweb thing. The Ninth Circuit Court had a moment of clarity. So if you want, we can go to commercial and you can go buy some lottery tickets. Because if you know anything about the Ninth Circuit Court, it's the only court that there is that A, has overturned itself, and B, the Supreme Court loves to overturn the Ninth Circuit Court. It's always fun. But, I mean, again, the most liberal group of judges ever, that court needs to be broken up. It really does. It's too big. It covers too much of an area. It needs to be cleaned up. The Liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals endorsed the right of individuals to carry firearms in public in a ruling Tuesday, striking down a lower court argument that the Constitution only protects that right at home. What a bunch of boneheads. I love these people. Can somebody show me the Second Amendment where it says you only have a right to carry a gun at home? Or in your home state? Or in your hometown? That's hilarious. You know, isn't it funny how the lower courts always seem to know more than the Supreme Court? Analyzing the text of the Second Amendment, reviewing the relevant history, including founding-era treaties and 19th-century case law, the panel stated that it was unpersuaded by the counties and the states' argument that the Second Amendment only has force within the home. The case resulted from a Hawaii resident, George Young. He's being denied twice in 2011 as he sought to carry a handgun. Now, two of the three judges who were both appointed by Republican presidents ruled against the lower court, upholding the restriction. Now, Judge O'Scanlan wrote in his opinion that, for better or for worse, the Second Amendment does protect the right to carry a firearm in public for self-defense. In his dissent, Judge Richard Clifton states, have long allowed for extensive regulations and limitations on public carrying of firearms. Yeah, but they can't supersede the Constitution. The Constitution didn't say that you have a right to carry firearms, only within the four walls of your home. Only within the... Is it? And then I'd say, is it in the house? Can I have it in a front yard? Can I have it in a backyard? Can I sit in a jacuzzi with one? I mean, I don't know. You got to ask. We are disappointed in the decision that would undermine Hawaii's strong gun control law and a commitment to protect the public. That's from Hawaiian Attorney General Russell Suzuki. He went on to say, but we note that Judge Clifton filed a well-reasoned dissent supporting the constitutionality of this law. We intend to consult with the Hawaii County and work on them even further to push this action forward. So they'll go to the Supreme Court with it. The second time this month that the three-judge panel issued a pro-Second Amendment decision after backing a lower court's decision. So what if these guys ever sat down on the Ninth Circuit Court, you know, sitting around having a beer or whatever that they have, a joint or what have you, and decide and think, wow, how many of these do we want to go to the Supreme Court? We're going to look like a bunch of idiots. Or maybe they figure the Supreme Court's a bunch of idiots. I don't know. I am confused. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back. Got a lot to talk about after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car. car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go...
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We were talking, and then listen, head up to the website first. Oh, wait. Go buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You know, all the things, all the labels the left has given us means nothing. I mean, think about something, because they're the ones, they're the ones that scream they don't like labels. They're the ones that scream about all this stuff, yes, they use it all. Just amazing. We're talking about the Ninth Circuit Court having a moment of clarity, and I hope some of you ran out and bought a lottery ticket Because when the, as some people say, when the stars are aligned the way they are and the Ninth Circuit Court comes through on the Second Amendment, you know somebody's about to hit it big. Anyway, and this is the second time they've been on the, I'm really surprised, it's the second time that the Ninth Circuit Court has been on the side of the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment states, we all know this, you're all going to start, some of you are going to start reciting this right now, I know you are. A well-regulated militia, comma, being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, and those of you who are really into your Constitution, you know why I'm using the commas. The right of the people to keep and bear arms, comma, shall not be infringed. Right? Not slowed down, gotten in the way of, or anything. Not infringed, period. Now, activists supported by the National Rifle Association have argued that the state's ban on ownership of magazines holding 10 bullets or more is unconstitutional. And they won a preliminary injunction by a San Diego district court last year. Right? The three-judge panel in the Ninth Circuit Court backed that injunction last week. My God, I'm telling you, buy two lottery tickets. Maybe you want to buy three. Three. Buy three. I want 10% of whatever you win, because I'm telling you to go get them. So if you go get them, I have something to do with it, right? Don't you think? Maybe? Juiced a little? So the... And these guys are based in San Francisco, so just think about it. They're already mad when they get to the courthouse, because they probably stepped in some human feces or breathed in some human feces dust. Maybe stepped on a few needles on the way. What do you think? Right? Had to cross the side of the street to get away from some homeless people that maybe have the whole... All right, that's a story for another day. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court, they have a reputation of being one of the nation's most liberal courts. Most people on the far right, they branded the court the Nutty Ninth, or the Ninth Circus Court, in part because of its rulings, and many of its rulings have been overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. This is why I say to you, somebody needs to take a look at the court. No, these justices, I don't know if you guys really understand this, but these justices, these court appointments, they are not for life. Do you know that? Really, they can be removed for many reasons. So, if it needs to be done, it should be done. If the Ninth Circuit Court is that far out of control, we need to break it down. Maybe we need to break it down into two courts or three. I don't know. I am not the expert here. But I can tell you they have too many cases. The caseload's too big. They got too much going on. And they need to be broken down. Remember the infamous 2002 ruling that the Pledge of Allegiance is unconstitutional because of the use of the phrase, under God. That was hilarious. It had me rolling. Even when I wasn't into politics, it had me rolling. And if you think about it, and then, oh, the Supreme Court came across and said, look, it's fine, it's okay, because it refers to a historical God. It refers to the history of this country. Republic, you know, if people actually took the time to read, you know, a great resource is Wall Builders, or Rick Green, at rickgreen.com. He's got a video called "One Nation." Are we still one nation under God? If you don't go there and buy that video, I mean, I may put it up later on the store. But you need to go there and buy that video. The reason I say that is he lays out where our founding fathers were, where everyone stood, who was the least religious, who was the most religious, who was totally immersed in Christianity, who understood Christianity. You have letters from these men to each other talking about Christ and God and religion in the making of this country. Stop listening to the whacks on the left who say the founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God. It is the biggest whopper of a lie that's come down the pike. And don't let them do that to us. They did not want forced religion either. Republicans have been working to fill vacancies with conservatives, but, man, they've had such a hard time getting these vacancies. For last week, when the White House withdrew the nomination of Ryan Bounds for Ninth Circuit after realizing it didn't have the necessary support from the Senate. because of stuff that he wrote back in college. Why is it that when it comes to Republicans, or a Republican, we can go back to their college days? It's okay. But when it comes to Democrats, we're not even allowed to know who they dated in college. Right? Hey, anybody find out yet who Obama was dating in high school? Right? I mean, we know in the presidential campaign of 2016, within days, maybe hours, of Rubio and others talking about throwing their hat in the ring to be president, we knew who dated in college, what his finances were like. Right? I mean, didn't we? Hours, days, I don't care, a week, even if it was a month. We're 10 years well past any seriousness of Obama. We don't know anything about his high school years. We don't know what he did. We don't know nothing about the man. He's still the biggest secret that happened in this country. And then he puts fuel on the fire. And he's out giving speeches. Talking about being, what, the only president from Kenya or the only, right, the whatever it was that he said. And the reason I haven't beat it up is I don't want to put out the food for craziness out there. But he said it, not me. Go listen to his speech. And nobody went down that road, and I wouldn't either, because it's not going to grow any legs. It's just going to make us look whacked. But again, I say, is he taunting? Why would he bring it up? When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit about the new details that have come out about Otto Warmbier and the race that was on to save his life. The race that didn't happen under Obama. Why? No, seriously. See, if it was the other way around, it would be all about race. But Obama didn't try to save anybody. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll see the real side on GCN Live.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
President Trump wants to help farmers hurt by trade wars. The Trump administration is looking to allocate $12 billion to aid farmers who've been affected by the tariff fights, moves by the president that go against his party's past positions regarding free trade. In Kansas City, a center point for the nation's breadbasket and livestock industries, the president uses a speech to the VFW to send a message to farmers.
Just stick with us. Don't believe the crap you see from these people, the fake news.
The president tweeted, "Tariffs are great." Tennessee Republican Senator Bob Corker says, nope, not in his opinion.
I have to disagree. I think we, moving to a zero tariff world, and I think it's unfortunate that if you look at the tariff levels between us and the European Union, they're roughly equivalent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I want you involved in the conversation. I want you to be part of the conversation. You can email me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. That's another way to do it. Seriously. The Warm Beer, what's his name? Otto Warm Beer. If you think about this, you think about how much time he spent in North Korea. And you want to talk about animals. You know, these guys are animals. There's no question about it. Right? And you think about what you think about what this kid, for all intents and purposes, must have gone through. Come on, think about this. What this kid must have gone through. And you have new details coming up on a regular basis, right? Now, I know, with all due respect to the parents, originally they were screaming that, you know, his when he came home, how his teeth, it looked like his bottom teeth had been rearranged. They thought that that somehow the North Koreans did something to his bottom teeth to make him, to torture him with. But the doctor who did the autopsy said, saw none of that. But what they did see was severe brain damage. And brain damage that might happen from something like, you know, a lack of oxygen to the brain, lack of blood to the brain, which is would result in the same thing. And the details coming out now, too, about what it took to secure his release. Now, if you think about that, he was only there 15 months. Was anybody from the Obama administration working on this? Anybody trying to get the release of this guy? Now, there was an article published in GQ's August issue that President Trump signed off on, and the State Department also said, hey, not a problem. This is a secret mission that started back in June of 2017 to send an American plane to North Korea to retrieve Wambeer. Now, again, why is it that Trump is saddled with this? You never hear about these kind of things. You never hear about the kind of things where prisoners are released, people are released, American citizens are released from other countries because Trump is in office, because Trump was willing to say something. Why didn't President Obama put some pressure on Iran to release some of the American citizens there, American prisoners, if you would? Right? Tillerson made a trip to the North Korean or the Korean peninsula, and it was reported, whatever, that Trump told him to go make sure he took care of Otto. Now, according to the account, North Korea was unilaterally informed that the American plane carrying diplomats and doctors would be landing in Pyongyang for the mission. Wambeer's parents still held out hope for their son that he was simply asleep or in a medical-induced coma. See, when he went unconscious and they couldn't revive him is when the North Koreans finally gave him up. Right? Now, they were told that they thought he may have severe brain damage. The first time they saw him, they met the plane at the airport in Cincinnati. They were shocked at what they saw. Vegetative Wambeer was howling in an inhuman way. Sounds, he was jerking violently. His eyes were open, but he couldn't communicate. Now, some feel that he may have tried to commit suicide while he was there in North Korea. By trying to hang himself or what have you. That would stop the blood flow, stop the oxygen to the brain. But the theories began to spread after they found that the Wambeer had been severely tortured in captivity. And that he couldn't handle it. I don't know if any of us could handle it. Really, seriously. You know, and our hearts and prayers go out to the family. And it shouldn't be. This young man shouldn't have died. Now, look at. Let's get to the legalities of it. What he did was stupid. Extremely stupid. I don't know if that means he was extremely immature. I don't know. I don't know what it says about him as a whole. But being in a country like North Korea and trying to steal some political propaganda off a wall, not a smart move. But to get 15 years for doing that, you know, you're in somebody else's country. It's one of the reasons I don't want to leave this place. As crazy as it can get for us here, it can get worse. The GQ article called a coroner's report and quotes from intelligence experts to cast doubt on the claims of him being severely tortured. Of the dozens of experts I spoke to, only a single one thought that there was even a remote likelihood that he had been beaten and tortured. Clark also said a senior-level American official told him, in general, the intel reports were wrong, as the medical examinations have shown. Asked Tuesday by the local news source whether the administration believes Wambeer was tortured, a State Department spokesman told Fox News, "We hold North Korea totally accountable for Otto Wambeer's unjust imprisonment." Does that sound like he's sucking up to the North Korean dictator? Doesn't to me. Now, when you talk about all this, if Trump could bring peace between the two, and I don't know if you heard, see, the left-leaning news would never tell you about this. I don't know if you heard the news today that the national security analysts, but now saying that there's proof, or they see by satellite imagery, that North Korea is dismantling its missile bases or where they manufacture the missiles, where they put them together. So there's movement dismantling. Now, when we thought or heard or there was reports that he was still making a nuclear bomb somewhere else, it was 24/7, remember? Do you see any information about North Korea, you know, dismantling its missiles or dismantling its missile bases, manufacturing plants? No, not a word. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. Now, look, I'm not going to make light of this, but I am going to make a point out of it. Again, New York Giants, I don't do sports. I could trip over this guy in the street and wouldn't know who he was. New York Giants wide receiver Odell Beckham, he's being accused of attempting to pay a woman for sex. Now, there's a man already suing the athlete for $15 million over an alleged assault back in January. But TMZ Sports reported on Tuesday the new court documents filed that said that a former friend of Beckham's claimed that there's evidence to prove that the star player offered to pay women for sex. Now, Temple's attorney sent emails to Beckham's lawyer. Why is this even news? No, seriously. Why is this even news? This is two adults. Now, realize, if prostitution is illegal where he was, where it was happening, then take it up with the police. Take it up with the legal authorities. I mean, this is how crazy. Now, but here's the fun thing about this. The left finds this appalling. All of a sudden, they found a moral compass, the hard left. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, we do this every night. And I keep saying the same thing. We are not talking about the middle, the day-to-day rank-and-file Democrats. We're talking about these far-left progressives that are willing to beat up Republicans for, quote-unquote, moral values, and they get to decide what they are and what they aren't. And you look at, what's his name, Weissman? No, what's the guy? Who's the guy that kicked off the Me Too movement? Was that him?
I don't know his name.
I can't think of his name. I got him out of my head. Because I'm done with this stuff. It's very hard to believe that these people are truly outraged. Right? I mean, think about it. Think about the Me Too movement. Think about everybody who came forward with the Me Too movement. Why weren't they outraged when it might hurt their career? Why weren't they outraged before they were settled in Hollywood? Why would they allow that to happen to other women? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is a Real Site on GCN. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Nothing but the best rock and roll here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time you spend, you know, on the air and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversations. It's a good thing. And I appreciate it. At least I know you're listening, right? Now, I want you to head over to the website. I'll wait. Right? RealSide.com. We can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. But you can also, look at, buy a coffee mug. Join the Patreon team. Do what you can do to support the show. Because what you have is Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, they haven't stopped doing what they do so well to conservatives, which is throttle us back, shut us down, or get pretty darn close to shutting us down. It really is a problem. And I think you need to give some serious consideration on supporting and helping true conservative candidates and, you know, not candidates, commentators. You know, I've run for office this year again. I have to run for school board again. You've heard what I've told you guys about who needs to step up and what they need to do. Franklin Graham, ran up and down California, the whole state, and he was calling out pastors and Christians for not taking the rightful place in the community, not taking the rightful place, whether it be, you know, as a city council, school board, water board, senator, assembly, whatever the seat is. And he was doing a great job. And only the hardcore left, which I think is hilarious. All right, here we go again. I can feel it coming on. Only the hardcore left, only somebody who really has never opened the Bible up. A Christian would say God wants nothing to do with politics. God created politics. He created government against his will, basically. The Jews were screaming that they wanted a government. They wanted a leader. He says, you don't need a leader. You got me. He says, oh, yeah, you're good, but we want a leader. Can you imagine saying that to God? Yeah, we love you. You're good. You're great. But we want somebody else. So God set up government. The scripture tells you to go out and find godly men, godly people, to run the government, to watch over, to lead you. Heathens aren't going to do that. Non-believers aren't going to do that. I mean, seriously, you got people running around that want to take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. In God we trust off our money. Not that it means anything. They're just words. I realize that. So, you know, it's continually amazing. If the Bible isn't a book of moral values, if the Bible isn't a book of laws, if the Bible isn't a book about what's right, what's good for you as a human, from the creator, from the manufacturer of the container, then what else would you use? Just look at the country today with the Democrats, where you couldn't have two groups that are further apart, could you? Now, you got two groups, and they are dead sure in your face that they are right. So are you telling me, if God didn't want anything to do with politics or government, that means depending on who's in power, that's what depends on what the religious belief of the day is, so to speak. Come on, think about that. God doesn't care if you're Republican or Democrat or decline to state, a Green Party or Purple Party or whatever it is. He doesn't care about any of that stuff. He cares about you doing the right thing. And there are Democrats that do the right thing, people. Let's not get stupid. Let's not get like some of them. If you don't like what I said, why don't you meet my family? I've got Democrats in my family. They're wonderful, loving, and great people. And not because they're my family, because as members of my family, I don't want anything to do with. I would invite them over for Thanksgiving if I wasn't going to be there. So, you know, religion or God isn't about politics the way we are about politics. God's not going to screw things up the way we screw things up when it comes to politics. You know, it's really funny how the Dems keep screaming that we have to keep religion out of politics. Yet Nancy Pelosi keeps telling us how the Dems are doing God's work. And how God would approve of abortion. How God would approve of the destruction of something he created. Doesn't that make sense? God, you can't smoke enough dope for this stuff to make sense the way it comes out. That's why I said God doesn't care about party. He doesn't care if you're a Democrat and you're not for abortion. The party cares about is that you're not willing to destroy his creation. And it doesn't matter what party you're registered with. Right? Loving people. And here's the thing I love it with it, what I'll get. I know I'm off story here, but what I'll get, which I always love. So didn't God tell us to take care of people, take care of the people that were poor? Actually, Jesus said we'd always have the poor and the sick, right? So if Jesus, God in the flesh, said, you will always have the poor and the sick, who are you to believe you can wipe out sickness and poverty? You can take a shot at it. You can make it less painful. There are people, look at, if you're a 40-year smoker and you refuse to quit, then the line that Jesus said, there'll always be the sick, there you go. That backs that up now, doesn't it? If you're one of these people that won't work, and maybe it's for many reasons, maybe you're flat out lazy, or maybe you have an illness, whatever the scenario is, you're poor and you're going to stay poor. And you don't have a right to my money. You know, instead of thinking that, you know, again, being on a school board, and I have parents that will call me, and they want advice on what to do in a certain situation. I said, look, when you come in front of the board, and I know it's tough, so don't think I'm discounting it. Do not come in crying, whining, and wailing and about what we've done to your child. Okay? There's 21,000 kids in my district. When you're there speaking, when you want to come up and talk on a factual basis. We get it. We get your mom or dad. We get that you're the aunt or uncle or the grandma or the grandfather. We got it. But hit us with facts. We cannot act on emotion. You might move our hearts, but law is law. So we don't act on emotion. And I believe God's the same way. I don't think God acts on emotion. I think God reacts from within his law. Right? I mean, think about all the laws, and I'm not just talking about the Ten Commandments. You go back and look at some of the laws that he laid out, and when I say, I know, some people say law, they get so mad, because now you're telling me what to do. Well, God can tell me what to do anytime he wants to. He created the whole thing. He loved me enough to put up my crap. He can tell me what to do anytime he wants to. I have free choice not to do what he tells me to do. But you see what I'm saying? Right, so this demo, we got to get down to doing the right thing for the country. Boy, I went way off in that, didn't I? I don't even know where that came from. So the other part, I'm just loving this. When you talk about what Donald Trump is doing, and then the New York Giants, and I didn't finish that story with the football player, did I? I didn't think so because I get carried away and whatever. My point with this wasn't to support this guy. It was to talk about the fake outrage that you're always hearing. And, you know, again, here's someone who's trying to pay for sex, wasn't forcing himself on this person, wanted to pay for sex, and this is a big deal. This is a big story. I don't know why. Usually they're behind these people 100%. And I don't know why. I still don't know why. I've read the story twice. Now, there is early on, there is an assault accusation, if you would. He's being sued for $15 million over an alleged assault back in January. But I'm still trying to figure out why. Is this to add on? Right, didn't rape anybody. Didn't force himself on anybody. And we've seen that happen with plenty, how can I keep this nice, politicians, they're not called out. Well, depending on the side of the aisle they're on, they're not called out. So, again, I mean, but the idiot, you gotta, he's stupid. He did all this over email. He solicited sex in New York, which is, you know, I think it was in New York, where it's a felony. Most states, it's a felony. I'm sorry, no, it was Arizona. Right? So if you think about it, he brought this on himself. But again, I don't get this. This is one of those things where you sit there and you just try to find. Okay, so coming up in the next hour, I got a lot of stupid things I want to hit on. But I saw a news flash just before we went in the air. That CNN, right, I want you to think this through. Don't get crazy on me here. CNN somehow got their hands on the secret recording from Cohen. Now, how could that happen considering, my understanding was the special counsel got its hands on those. So if the special counsel got their hands on that, they got them from Cohen, how did CNN get them? Can anybody enlighten me? I'm not the smartest guy in the world here. So during the break, I want you to think about it. Call your friends. I mean, maybe some of you still have, top secret credentials? Because I understand they hand them out all over the place, except if you're a Trump. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour.